the hydrogen, what I call the hydrogen bomb. There is a phenomenon in electric water heaters where when they sit for a long time unused, there's something to do with the sacrificial anode rod and the electricity and the way it heats up and then cools down, then heats up and then cools down, but nobody's using the water. That bubbles come out of the water when this element heats up and this hydrogen gas separates from the H2O and a hydrogen gas builds at the top of the tank. Well, since it's lighter than water, it goes to the top and then it works its way out the hot outlet of the pipe at the top of the tank, and then it starts forcing its way out towards a faucet or something. Well, I got this call on this house that had been vacant for 6 months or so, and it needs a new pressure regulator, so I cut the water service to the building off and with a tubing cutter, and I was going to use my torch on it to heat up the solder joint, and I light my torch, put it there, and a flash, like a battery exploding, blew me over. Because the hydrogen gas came out of the copper pipe, and hydrogen gas is very serious. They say plumbers with a long career will have that happen to them at least once. It's happened to me twice. The second time, I was in a house. It was empty for months and months and months, and I know it sounds unprofessional, but I used a little twisted up piece of paper to light all the pilots, you know, under the, you know, cooktop thing, because it was an old thing, and the oven thing. And, you know, I didn't want to throw the lit piece of paper in the trash, so I threw it in the sink. You know, I didn't want to let it sit there and burn, so I turned on the faucet. And out comes a flash of hydrogen gas in that whole sink. I mean, I didn't ruin the sink or anything, but it flashed. I mean, it flashed serious. Two hydrogen flashes in one crew.